Typically, that even by chelav, if so, once you say this by yoif, say this stands for by chelav also, and we should not need the word treifa by chelav also. The mahinami typically learn out that by the chelav of tameya, there's no heta of yas lechom locha. Why? The pasuk says mi vechelav nevela. On that we say yas lechom locha. So we dash in mishi suve mishum batoichol chelav nevela. On which chelav is there a heter to have a no from it? Only a chelav that has a isa as nevela. But yotzis zuva goes out of behemah tameya sheini isurim mishum batoich a chelav nevela. The isa there is not because she's eating a chelav of a nevela, ela mishum tameya, ela my only because it's a behemah tameya. If so, still the word treifa is extra still. So if the word treifa is extra still, maybe we'll make the drasha to say that on the treifa, the shechit is not matan with an avela. El is so, what do you do with the word treifa? So when it says, El rather, hai treifa mi boile la suya chaya. The word treifa comes to include the alocha of a chaya. Because, sakot adzmin, I would have thought to say, mi shechel bay osa ubsar muta. Where is this such alocha? That the chelev is muta bano only by chelev of a behema. That the chelev is asatit, and the basar is muta. Yotze sezu mashen kein vayichaya, even a kosher chaya shechel vayivisar muta. Both even the chelev is muta vayichaya. Like I would have thought to say, since the chelev of a chaya is mutatit, just like the basar, so therefore, if the chaya becomes a nevela, I would have thought to say the same way there's tumas nevela on the basar, who adin should be tumas nevela upon the chelev also. So Kamashmon, that's the Chiddush know of Treifa, that is still a Nisa Tuma upon the Chelev of a Chaya. So that's the Pshar, says the word Treifa, Leisu Yechaya, that even a Chaya, even though when you make a Kosher Shechita, the Chelev is Mutav Achila, but in the case where you do not have a Kosher Shechita, the Yis, the Tumas Nevela, is Chal upon the Chelev of a Chaya. Not only the Bosser of the Chaya, but even the Chelev also. So that's the Kamash Mula. No, now it says the word Treifa, an extra word, that not only by Behema, but even by Yechayir also. And the Locha is, the Tumas Nevela is not Chal upon the Chelev, even though the Chelev is Mutta Bachilu by Shita, but Lamaisa, when it comes into a Nevela, a Chayir at the same Locha, like a Behema, that there's no Tumas Nevela upon the Chelev of a Chayir. So that's what we do with the word Treifa. Omalei, it says back to him, Maishna Tameya, the Yain Chel by Cholet Mitzara, Hakamai Behemet Tameya. There's no difference between the Chelev and the Bosa. That both of them have a Tumas Nevela on it, when a Behemet Tameya dies, there's a Tumas Nevela, both upon the Chelev and upon the Bosa. Is Salachur Achaya Namish, the same swore by Achaya also, Ein Chel by Cholet Mitzara, that there should be no difference between its Bosa and its Chelev. So just like it's chala tumas nevela upon the basa, the chur hu adin, it should be chala tumas nevela upon the chelev. The Yehudi Gemara says, "Chaksiv." In this pasuk, it says clearly, "Viachol leitachlu." So the hechur, the pasuk is talking about a chelev that's also bachila. So you can't tell me the pasuk is coming to include that the chelev of a chaya also that is not tumas nevela. The pasuk is only talking about chelev that you're not allowed to eat. So chelev of a behema. And you're not allowed to eat, on that the Torah says there's no Tumas Nevela. But then Echnami, the Chelev of a Chaya that you are allowed to eat, it could be that the same Malacha like the Bosa, that when it dies, the Tumas Nevela should apply even to the Chelev also. So Mura says true. Ela Rada Omar Abaya, Abaya says like this. Treifa. Why does the Pesach say Nevela Treifa? What is the word Treifa doing there? Sa'atayi Lagufa Yitzrach. We need it for itself. Rashi says, L'taya chelev treifa, shemesa. But he says that if a treifa died, it's chelev is tor. Well, Yerlam really atayu treifa chaya. The treifa could live, Rashi says. Well, the karma die, yes, the question is so, hare nevela amura. It's only talking about a nevela, not about a treifa. It's for us, still would eat it. Because I would have thought to say, hoyle tumeya asura mechayim. Since a Tumeya is also Michayim, and a Treifa is also Michayim. So it must be like this. Elom Rabbi again. Treifa leguf yitzchak, but even for the guf, for it itself, to say that it's chaylev is tor. Why? Shloitam, you should not say, ho yilu tamei asura, a behema, tamei is also, mechayim, even when the behema is alive. O treifa asura mechayim, a behema, that's a treifa legoi. Now, like Rashi says, treifa a behema, treifa could live. Still, the Torah says, it's also tidit. That treifa asura mechayim, is so ma tamei, just like bei behema tamei. Chelboi tamei, that there is a tumas upon the chaylev, is a chura af treifa, chelboi tamei. Who did it in a behema of a treifa? Its chaylev should also be tamei. I mean, that's what the pasuk is teaching us, that the chaylev of a behema treifa has tumas nevela on it. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, hainamim mi boi, you should also need it then. But she said, the Yochi, treifa, the ksiv, gabi yoif, nami yitzuch agufei. Look, even the word treifa, says by yoif, now we should also need for itself. Why? Shalai taima did not say like this, hoyo vi oif tamei, osa bi achila. A knife that's tummy and alarit, who treifa asura b'achila, and a knife that's a treifa, yosa nalarit. If so, I thought maybe I should say, ma oif tummy. Eino metamo, just like a knife tummy, has no tumor. When you eat from the nevela, it's not metamiyum, maybe you have treifa in the metamo. Who then if you eat from an knife that's a treifa, also it's not metamiyum. If so, even by a knife, the word treifa is not extra. You need a legufe. Yodin also, Rashi says, Gabi Behema, Mi Kula Melev, Trefa Mitmeya, Ki learn out of Behema to Trefa, from the Loch of a Behema to Tmeya, Tmeya Lehoysala Shasa Kosher. A Behema, Tmeya never had a Shasa Kosher, was never Mutta Biachila. Maybe that's why the Loch is all different about the Chalev. Mashenke, Trefa, Hoysala Shasa Kosher, but a Behema became a Trefa, it once had a Shasa Kosher. But since they had the locha first, like a regular behemoth, maybe the yisra does not change. Maybe you tell me, treifa mi betin, Michael Memo, that's a good svar, the behemoth first became a treifa later on. But what's going to be a behemoth that was born a treifa? It was born a treifa chura, it should have the same locha like a behemoth to meya. So Mara says still, the mina mi uika, but I'll call upon him with this type of an animal, there are types that are ta'ira. There are types that are Torah. So therefore, that's why the locher is, that the Hamor, it's Chaylev Taka. So by Treifa Pshita, the Chaylev is Torah. You do not need a special post that teaches that. The Chur is Pshita. It's not Doimo, to Behemah Temeya. It's more so true. El Arad, Omar Rav says like this. Ha Torah Omar, the Torah says, Yovoy Issa Nevela, the Yichol Al Issa Chaylev, that the Issa Nevela now is Chal upon the Yisr of Chalev. Rashi says, "Mishum ochol leitachlu the seif the krop pirsha by nevela treifa lechayiv esochloi mishum chalev and mishum nevela and mishum treifa." That's the chiddush of the pasuk right now. It teaches us that shalai time you should not say ein yisr nevela treifa chal on yisr chalev. That's the chiddush. But even though in the behema first one is born, there's an yisr to eat the chalev. Now when the behema dies, there's another Yisr Nevela, so the Chiddush is that the Yisr Nevela is Chal upon the Yisr Chalev. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Elam HaRava, Hatzai Rama, that Yovah Yisr Nevela, the Yichal Yisr Chalev. And Yovah Yisr Treifa, same thing, the Behemoth becomes a Treifa now, that it's Chal Yichal Yisr Chalev. Utsrichan, Ani Boz Sukim. The Yashmin and Nevela of Torah would have just said the Chiddush, that the Yisr Nevela is Chal upon Chalev Mishum de Metama, because Nevela has Tumut to it. That's why it's a chomadik kisa, therefore it's chal upon chelif. Avol treifa, but here's the treifa. If it has no tumah to it, and malay, maybe here's the treifa, should not be chal upon the yisra chelif. That's why I need a post of the treifa also. Now, the yashmin, the treifa, the post would have just said that by treifa, that it's chal on the yisra chelif, mishum the yisra mechayim. Because here's the treifa is even chal when the behem is alive. Therefore, it's so chomor, it's even chal upon chelif also. Avu nevela, but yis nevela, a malay. Since yis nevela is only chal liyacha miso, so maybe it's not going to be chal upon chaylev tzricha. That's what the pasuk says. Beima treifa unevela. To teach us that both the yis treifa and yis chaylev, the yis treifa and yis nevela, has even chal upon chaylev. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Hi Trefa Mayovali. What does Rabbi Meir do with the word Trefa? That Rabbi Meir says by an oif. The shchit is mitaya trefa. So if you have an oif, that's a trefa. And you make a shchit to run it. It is mitaya from the Tumas Tavela. If so, why does the Pasuk say an extra word trefa by an oif? Says Kasha Rabbi Meir. Hi Trefa Mayovali. So Mor says, Mi boile lemute shchita shilifnim. Chizh, if you make a shchita by the oif that's inside, and that shchita does not help. And it's addressed like this. Ma trefa shove bifnim lachutz. So yotza shrecha daif chulim bifnim. The shechta bifnim, there's no shchita bifnim. So there it's not mitayir midei nevela. Lemute shchita shilifnim. For Rabbi Yehuda, for the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know this? Treif achrinixiv. It says no term the word treifa. Rashi says Gabi nevelos oif tor v'chol nefesh atoicha nevelo or treifa. So that's how he knows this Russia. For Rabbi Meir, what do we need two words treifas for? Chav lamute shchita shilafnim. That a shchita is done inside the Beis Hamikdash. It's not mitar midei nevelo. V'chav lamute oif tomei. We want to teach us that when oif tomei has no tumas nevelo, and we dash him before only a oif that has an issa treifas to it. When it dies, is your tumas nevela. My shank and a nice tummy that has no wisdom trefus on it, there's no tumas nevela. For Rabbi Yehuda, minavela nafkle. He learns from the word minavela. For Rabbi Meir, hi nevela so mayavidle. What does he do with the word nevela? So he says, l'shir achilas kezayis. Come to teach us how much you have to eat. Yes, you have to eat a shir of a kezayis. That's how much of this issa nevela is metamiyu. But the more of a typically mikro kama, but not from the first pasuk. But the ask rachmon of loshin achila. See the Torah said loshin of achila. Achila always means the kezayis. For a nefesh asher teichal. So achila always means the kezayis. So pshita you have to eat the kezayis of it to be metamiyu. Mor says chad l'shir achila the kezayis. So chad, and the second pasuk is l'shir achila bechte achilas pras. That you have to eat this kezayis within the 2 or 3 minutes. Within the time it takes you to eat an achilas of a pras. You should not wait longer. This kezayis takes you to eat achilas pras. That's the chiddush. So most of it is like this, because otherwise, sakud that the chamin of Avra thought to say, hoyo v'chiddushu, since this halacha, that's the chiddush, that's metam yubaveis abluya. We don't find any other place that it only become tummy through eating it. Usually it become tummy by touching it. So if so, Avra thought to say, Yois metech pras. Now, Milatame, even if you eat this kezayis in a longer period of time, that it would take you to eat a pras, half a loaf of bread, take you more than a few minutes, you still become Tamei. Come on, Shmuel, that's the Chiddush, know that you have to eat this kezayis, bedavka, within the shear of an achilas pras, within the 2 or 3 minutes. The Tana Rabbanan wants an embrace like this. The pasuk says, V'chelev nevelo. Bechelav treifa. What's this talking about? So bechelav behema teira hakosim medaber. The pasuk is going to teach us that by behema temeya, even though the behema becomes a nevela, that there's no tumah on the chelav. So Mor says, "Our time, you're telling me bechelav behema teira." The pasuk is talking about the chelav of the behema teira hakosim medaber. The teacher that there's no tumas nevela on the chelav. Ayeni, maybe not that way. Ela bechelav behema temeya. Maybe the Pasuk is talking about the chilev of the behemah temeya. Teach us on that chilev, there's no tumas on it. So I'm going to tell you like this. Tihar mechlal shchuta. The tihar mechlal chilev. It says that it's tor if you make a shchita, and it's also tor, the chilev is tor. And so, mak is a tihar mechlal shchuta. The Torah, when the Torah says if you make a shchita, there's no tumas novela. It means by behemah Torah, because by behemah temeya, there's no din of a shchita. Is so after Shatir Mechlal Chelev, when the Torah says there's no tumah on the Chelev, I tell you, B'Torah, the Pasuk is talking about the Chelev of Behemah Torah, the Leib Tumeyah. It's not talking about a Behemah Tumeyah. A Behemah Tumeyah, even its Chelev, is also Tumeyah. So Mar says, maybe no, maybe dashing a Pasuk like this, Tia Mechlal Nevela. This Pasuk says there's no tumas Nevela on Chelev. V'Tia Mechlal Chelev, that on an oif tomei is no tumas nevela. Who adin v'tiyah mechlal chelev? There's also, there's no yisra chelev. If so, ma kishet tiyah mechlal nevela. b'tmeya, when the chiddush is by oif tamei, that has no issur tumas nevela on it. For loy b'tayr, it's not talking about an oif tor. Maybe after shatir mechla chelub, the pasuk says here that the chelub of a behema is tor. After shatir mechla chelub b'tmeya for loy b'tayr. So maybe it's not talking about the chelub of a behema of a tmeya and not of a tayr. So how do you know which way to say pshat in this pasuk? So where it says amata, I'll tell you like this, that amata kishabob b'derech zu, we're learning it out this way, that